And for many of us in parts of the country, this is the saddest time of year, our last chance to get the taste of summer right from the ground in the form of a tomato. You slice it right off the vine, a dash of pepper. Sorry, I'm getting carried away here.
I think so. You can do a lot with tomatoes, though. And in fact, our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has some great ideas for tomatoes. Kathy, great to see you.
Hey, Jeremy. Hello, Robin.
And I have to say, I am such a big tomato fan that I actually know the code at the supermarket for the vine-ripe tomatoes. It's 466. For. Now, the ones you have here look actually much fancier
than
that.
There's no code for these tomatoes because they came from my garden this morning. Yeah, it's a sad time of year, but I'm in complete denial as I am every year around Labor Day. It's like, nope, summer is not over. There are still many beautiful days. But in terms of gardening, tomatoes are at their absolute finest. They've had all summer to soak in the sun, the heat of the earth, and they are just popping. I have more than I can handle right now. They're in farmers markets. The prices come down. And you mean, as you said, you make a tomato sandwich, put it on a good slice of bread with
salt
and pepper, and you're in heaven. But there's so much more, as you see in front of you.
Okay, well, start with this.
Let's start with that.
Multicolored salad.
Isn't it gorgeous? So I have a few different types of tomatoes. We have cherry tomatoes, yellow and red ones. And then we have green zebra tomatoes, red zebra, black crim. Red zebra. Look for those. Mm. Those are low acid and fabulous. That means, you know, not a super acidic tomato.
That's true. The different color means something?
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean the color, but every variety has a different acidity, a different level of sweetness. So in all my recipes, I ask people to try to use a variety so that you will balance them out. Not only do you get color and texture, but different flavors and sweetness. So that's a late season tomato with fresh plums.
Well, I was going to say, what's this very, very dark tomato?
Yes, that is a plum.
Delicious.
One night I was making a tomato salad and thought to throw in a plum, and my world just opened up.
You mean you just picked one up and you thought it was a tomato, but actually it was a plum.
This is just the day in the life of a food writer, okay? This is how these things happen.
It really makes a difference.
Isn't
and
it?
I would have never thought of that, but that is a great
that
idea
for a
salad.
That is why I am here.
That's why you're here.
Okay? So plums and tomatoes, you could also throw in a peach. In New England, we have no peaches. We don't even have to go into that, but it's so sad. And then I sprinkled it with a little blue cheese and just some oil and vinegar. So it is. We have a recipe for you, but it's kind of a non-recipe.
Right. Just make your own.
And it's up at hereandnow.org.
Okay.
Next to that is I'm so excited about this recipe. This is a corn and roasted tomato tart. Mm. The pastry I made, you don't have to get all freaked out. Like, I'm not going to make pastry. You could use a pre-made pastry. But what's special about making your own is that I added lots of fresh garden thyme. So you taste the herb in the crust. Mm-hmm. And then you've got fresh corn shucked right off the cob with some roasted cherry tomatoes, a little Parmesan cheese. I love that. That's dinner. That's lunch.
So simple. How long?
How long did it take to make or bake? You know me. It took me 2 minutes, but it takes about an hour.
Yeah.
You can make everything ahead of time, bake it right before dinner, and you've got this gorgeous main course. Corn and tomatoes, there's no better way to celebrate the end of summer.
And finally here, you've got this... If people know what a Le Creuset pot looks like,
yes,
this is like the cutest little baby one.
I knew you'd like that. Isn't it adorable?
You can see it on our website, hereandnow.org, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hereandnowradio. But what do you have in here, Kathy?
I have a puttanesca sauce, a classic Southern Italian sauce. As I said, have so many tomatoes, and I don't have the patience or the time to do the traditional sauce where you peel them and you seed them. I take all my tomatoes, I chop them up, and I roast them at a very high temperature. I've talked about this over the years. But puttanesca, which means politely ladies of the evening or otherwise in the style of prostitutes.
What?
Yes, that is what it literally means. That is the translation. I don't make this stuff up. So you've got roasted tomatoes and onions and olive oil, but you have anchovies and capers and fresh basil, and you can can this or you can freeze it. But on top of linguine or spaghetti.
This is so good.
Yeah, for you, I just have a little olive oil brush piece of toast, but I could just drink that stuff straight.
What do you do about people? You mentioned anchovies and capers. Some of these people think, well, anchovies especially, they think they don't like them. I'm not really tasting. I know what's in there.
You taste salt.
Yeah.
That's what you taste. You don't taste fish or fishiness. And that is something people, oh no, leave anchovies out of mine. And then I serve this and I don't say anything because I'm that kind of mean hostess. And, and they're like, oh, this is so good. I love the salt. And then a minute later, I'll say, you love anchovies, actually. So don't be scared of it. But you can certainly leave the anchovies out.
And you say you can freeze this, which is great. So you keep this summer taste. We got about a minute. Quick ideas.
My favorite quick late August dinner is to boil up some linguine, chop about 5 different fresh tomatoes, fresh basil, olive oil, saute some garlic, and that's it. And the hot pasta tossed with the raw tomato sort of creates this instant sauce, and it's just about as great as you can get.
Can you ever have too many tomatoes?
No.
Never. Never.
The acidity
and can summer
cannot
ever
be
last
too
long? No. Summer food, just, it's the best. And tomatoes, the best way to celebrate it.
And we've got the recipes we've been talking about and some photos at our website, hereandnow.org. Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, who's the author of the upcoming book, Soup Swap. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thanks. Great to be here.